Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is under fire for backing the formation of a 30,000-strong border force aimed at defending territory in northern Syria held by U.S.-backed Kurdish-led fighters.
Şimdi artık Amerika...
Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Monday said the U.S. has established what he called an army of terror along the country's border. It's up to us, he added, to drown this army before it's born. Mr. Erdogan warned Washington not to stand between Turkey and the terrorists. Ankara considers the Kurds a terrorist threat. Trinity University analyst David Lesh said U.S. backing of the force appears to have three objectives, including preventing Islamic State from reestablishing itself. Another objective is diplomatic.
In the sense that the U.S. has pretty much been sidelined in the political discussions regarding an overall final political settlement to the Syrian civil war, and with Russia taking the lead. This by itself, the announcement that the U.S. is going to have a long-term presence, even if it's through training, suggests that the U.S. is going to have a bigger seat at the table in any discussion moving forward. And this puts more pressure on Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, which is why his government denounced the U.S. announcement so vehemently today.
Meanwhile, representatives of the Free Syrian Army are reportedly in Washington seeking a resumption of military aid as a way to counter growing Iranian influence. In the Libyan capital Tripoli Monday, fighting broke out between rival militia groups said to be loyal to the UN-backed government of National Accord, leaving at least 20 dead and dozens more wounded, and forcing closure of the Mitika Airport, the only international airport still in use. The violence in the North African country was apparently triggered by an attempt to free jailed militants. This is VOA News. A summit of 20 nations has gathered in Vancouver, Canada, for a summit Tuesday seeking to curb North Korea's nuclear ambitions through stronger economic pressure. The meeting is co-sponsored by Ottawa and the U.S. Stephen Norper is Senior Policy Director of the New York-based Korea Society.
Indeed, there are issues in terms of enforcement, and this is designed to tighten sanctions, in particular to step up and really provide some strength to the PSI, the Proliferation Security Initiative, and to allow interdictions or at least increase the ability to take a look and to enforce it.
Russia and China are not attending. The meeting comes amid an easing of tensions on the Korean Peninsula that led to a North Korean decision to attend next month's Winter Olympic Games. The Palestine Central Council meeting in Ramallah Monday voted to call for the suspension of the recognition of Israel in a response to President Donald Trump's decision last month to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Council President Salim Zanoun said the executive committee suspended the recognition of Israel, including security cooperation, until Israel recognizes the state of Palestine along 1967 borders, revokes its decision to annex East Jerusalem, and stops settlement activity. Israel's prime minister said the Palestinians have exposed what he called the root cause of the conflict, refusal of the Palestinians to recognize the Jewish state in any borders. Four mobile cranes purchased by the UN and U.S. have arrived in Yemen to speed up delivery of much-needed humanitarian aid to the war-ravaged, impoverished Gulf nation facing a hunger crisis. The cranes will be pressed into service in the rebel-controlled port of Hodeida. Pope Francis is in Chile at the start of a three-day visit, was greeted by tens of thousands of people, many chanting, Viva Papa Francisco. Well-wisher Jose Cartes said the Pope has brought a message of love and peace. The Pope was greeted by President Michelle Bachelet. He's expected to speak in national and diplomatic officials Tuesday before holding a mass in Santiago, expected to draw up to 500,000 people. Romanian Prime Minister Mihai Tudose resigned his post after losing support of his leftist Social Democrat Party 7 months after his predecessor suffered the same fate. A dispute with the party's chairman erupted last week when Tudose accused the Interior Minister of lying and called for her resignation. French magistrates have dismissed charges against a group of French soldiers accused of sexually abusing children while deployed in Central African Republic. Testimony was judged to be inconsistent, with parts of it unconfirmed, although they could not exclude that abuse took place. In Nigeria, a video released Monday by Boko Haram purportedly showed captured girls from Chibok nearly 4 years ago vowing never to return home. About 100 of the more than 270 abducted in April 2014 are believed to still remain in captivity. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.